Well, one of our rugby union products will be playing for the Waratahs against the Sunwolves in Sydney tonight. And I speak of Paddy Ryan, who joins me right now. Morning, Paddy.
G'day, Lowie. How are you, mate?
All right. Since we last spoke, Waratahs been up and down, been playing some good footy. Haven't had the full complement of players, but travelling okay at the top of our conference.
Yeah, look, we're okay. We're shaping up all right. We've got two very important games, with the first one being tonight against the Sunwolves, and thankfully both of those are at home. So if we can win tonight, then we'll put ourselves in good stead as we approach finals.
The Sunwolves have been rather good and surprisingly very strong. Last time you played them was in Tokyo on a sunny afternoon, and they went okay.
Yeah, look, I think they've definitely improved out of sight this season. We saw them beat the Bulls in Singapore last week, which is no easy feat. I think the competition's become a lot closer, apart from perhaps the consistency of the Crusaders over the last few years. I think we've seen the rest of the competition. Anyone can beat anyone. I think the Sunwolves are certainly a testament to that.
The Reds upset the Rebels last night. That was a bit of a shock, was it?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a shock, but I wasn't disappointed to see it. It was good to see the Reds fire right up. It's good for us at the top of the Australian Conference there to get a little bit of a buffer on the Rebels. But yeah, another great game of footy. I think it's great to see such high quality games of footy, particularly off the back of what was a great June series. Even though we went down, it's good to see rugby. Good rugby being played in the professional arena.
Of course, Sam Carter and the Brumbies are going along all right as well, but they've got a big away game to the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think they'll be really buoyed on by how they went against the Hurricanes last week. It was a massive win for them. So I don't think we played the Chiefs over there in Hamilton just before the June break, and I don't think they're not unbeatable over there. I think the Brumbies can certainly do it, and it'd be good to see another Aussie team knock off a Kiwi team, I reckon, Lowie.
Yeah, that's always good. We love that. As long as we beat New Zealand, is the old saying, yeah. Now, you ventured to a friendly match in Japan, which was a bit unusual, although you had a break. I should imagine it was good to have a match.
Yeah, it was. It was great to get some of our young boys in the squad to go. So basically how it works is, with the build-up of the building up rugby in Japan as they approach the World Cup next year, they're having things like rugby festivals, and so sort of a suburb in Tokyo called Minato held a rugby festival during June, pretty much flew the Waratahs and the Brumbies over to play two of their better top league teams. And so we went over and played against the NEC Green Rockets, and the Brumbies played against Matt Guido's Suntory Sungalites. It was a great week. For us at the Waratahs, it's really important to get over there and keep that Japanese connection strong, because our major sponsor is Daikin. They don't have a team in the top league over there, so it's great to be able to go over there and give back to a company that supports us so well in rugby down here. And then it was also just a great week of rugby, because the Japanese people just love their footy. And they're great, great hosts.
And you blooded a young ex-Narrabri player, Will McDonald, was it?
Yeah, it was, Will McDonald, yeah. He's up for a bright future, I reckon, Moe. Will, he's a tough little bugger. He goes hard, he's got a great pass on him, and I think he'll really bring something to the table at 12. And hopefully we can see him go on there. I'm not sure if he played for the Students last night, but I know that he did hurt his foot in Japan, so he'd had a few weeks off. I had the fortune of playing with him at club level this year, and he's a great player, a great Narrabri product.
Did you try the burgers at the airport that I told you about?
I forgot about that.
Did you have a game of golf?
No, we played virtual golf, because obviously there's not much room for a golf course in Tokyo.
No, there's a very limited. Yeah. Very limited, but on your finances, you could have found one.
Mate, I don't know who you think I am. You're not talking Israel Folau.
Oh, righto, sorry. Just borrow his wallet for a while.
Yeah, that's right.
Righto, all the best. Let's hope there's a victory tonight. And the big match, is it next weekend?
That's right, Brumbies next weekend. Yep. Get through this weekend. Are you having a hit of golf today, Lowie?
Yes, I'm actually going out today. It's a four ball, and unsuspecting mate of mine has have to put up with me, so the form's patchy.
Well, as a good golfer once said to me, hit them straight and not often.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, yeah, but what, you haven't taken either of those bits of advice?
Oh, mate, not when you're around sledging me, I don't.
Righto. Thanks, Paddy.
See you, Lowie. Cheers, mate.